A series of explosions echoed through the U.S.-controlled Green Zone in Baghdad today. At least 7 rockets were fired into the area, sending clouds of smoke in the air and servicemen running for cover. Most of the rockets hit the Al Rashid Hotel. 1 U.S. contractor was wounded. The hotel is right next to the convention center, where Iraqi leaders are expected to gather again tomorrow to sign an interim constitution for the country. Politicians representing Iraq's Shiite Muslim majority now say they are willing to sign that document. They boycotted a signing ceremony on Friday. The cancellation of Friday's ceremony embarrassed the U.S. occupation authority, but today the chief U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, was upbeat in an interview with Fox News Sunday.
We hope that the signing ceremony will happen tomorrow. We've noted a statement by the current president of the governing council that they do intend to sign it tomorrow. And I think it's a remarkable thing that here we are less than a year ago when Saddam Hussein was still running a dictatorship here, that you've got Iraqis debating about a democratic constitution.
One Republican who has not sounded so hopeful about Iraq is Congressman Jim Leach of Iowa. He's a member of the House International Relations Committee and joins us now from his home in Iowa City. Welcome, Congressman Leach.
Well, good to talk to you, John.
You voted against the resolution authorizing war in Iraq. But would you now agree with Ambassador Bremer that it's a good thing Saddam is gone and Iraqis are debating democracy?
Well, that is obviously a good thing. And on this war, anyone who's not conflicted in judgment isn't thinking. But whether it's a good thing that we've intervened in the way we have and the consequent feelings that have spread in the world is not as clear a picture.
Last month, you gave a very critical speech at the University of Northern Iowa, critical of the Bush administration's Iraq policy. What was the administration's biggest mistake?
Well, the rationalization for the war was weapons of mass destruction, and the implicit background for the war was that Iraq may have been complicitous in 9/11. The weapons of mass destruction argument has not held up. There has been no definitive evidence of Iraqi complicity in 9/11. And so in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the Iraqis, as well as in a judgmental way with many Americans, this is somewhat dubious. In addition, the thought that we'd be welcomed as a liberating force is not proven to be the case.
In fact, in your speech, you suggested that was an even bigger and more dangerous mistake than the fact that Saddam didn't have weapons of mass destruction.
It could be. When you're interposed in a foreign society, and you are a foreign force of conquering dimensions, it's not well received in that society, and it's unlike Vietnam, where you had a situation largely integral to Vietnam itself. You have a Muslim community worldwide that has reacted with great intensity, and it's a very dangerous situation we have now posed for ourselves.
But what do we do now? Back in November, you suggested quick withdrawal was in order, but couldn't this just hasten civil war?
Well, the United States is going to withdraw. The question is when and how. And one can take an argument that relates to the analogies of World War II, that we were in Japan for 5 years and Germany for at least 5, but that implies we could be in Iraq for a very long period of time. On the other hand, in World War II, both of these countries were the aggressors. All their publics knew it. The Iraqi people look on America as the intruder. And I believe that the quicker the withdrawal, the better. But by that, I don't mean hasty. I think if you don't have a rationalization based on weapons of mass destruction, if you don't have a rationalization that's based on Iraq being complicit with 9/11, your only rationalization is freedom. And freedom means democracy. And so what you do is you press as rapidly as possible democratic institutions. The longer we're there, we appear to be the magnet for instability rather than the stabilizing force. That's worthy of a very serious review by policymakers.
But doesn't a quick election increase the chance that the Shiite majority will elect its people and will get Islamic law and a theocracy in Iraq like we have in Iran?
Well, democracy is an awkward vehicle. Does that mean that you're going to put it off for 100 years? Iraq is a Muslim society. Obviously, we want to have as tolerant a resolution as possible. But the interesting question is whether, if the longer you stay, if that doesn't make the anti-American, pro-nationalist movement more legitimized or less legitimized. And my sense is the quicker we can say democratic institutions and we're out of there, the better off we're going to be.
Congressman Jim Leach of Iowa, he's a member of the House International Relations Committee, a Republican member, and he joined us from his home in Iowa City. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.